Hey CEO, ever stop to ask the question, what's forming you? The answer? Your habits. You see, it's really not a question of whether or not you have habits, because everyone does, even if they're unintentional. It's really about the effect your habits have on you. Because habits either form or misform your heart. And that, my friend, affects everything in life and business. So whether you're super intentional and consistent, pretty hit and miss, or gave up long ago because habits never seem to stick, this episode is for you. Because we all need to answer these two questions. What are our habits and how are they shaping us? Today, we're going to build some habit awareness as the first step in forming the kind of habits that lead to fruitful growth in your with God life and business. Are you ready to let him shine the light on your habits? Good. Let's start by paying attention. Did you know busy is not just a disordered calendar or to-do list? It's a disordered heart. And a well-ordered life flows from a well-ordered heart that's focused on him. Welcome to the Redeem Her Time podcast, the go-to place for busy Christian women juggling all the things in midlife and business. From launching kids to aging parents, caring for your needs to serving your clients, investing in relationships to serving in your community. Oh, and keeping up with the laundry, the dishes, and the dirty floors. Honestly, it's a lot to balance. No wonder you feel like you never have enough time. All the time management gurus out there will tell you you just need to get more organized. And chances are you've tried all the things, the planners, the programs, the All Start Monday plans, but they never worked, at least not for very long. That's because those don't get to the heart of your busyness. Here, you'll learn how to build a with God life and business and go from busyness to fruitfulness in this season. And it starts in your heart, not in your calendar. Hey, I'm Lissa, Christian time management expert, priorities protector, and recovering should-do list girl. I've been leading, teaching, and coaching Christian women for over 25 years, and I've been right where you are, controlled by all the shuns, expectations, obligations, and distractions. But then, God showed me how to redeem my time with faith at the center to let who I am and whose I am guide how I use my time. I'm here to share with you how to use His truth along with time management tools to discover you really do have all the time you need for what you're called to. You just need someone to show you the way. Open up your heart and calendar, because I'm going to show you how to redeem your time and stop believing there's never enough. Are you ready?
At this point with where I'm at in my business, I'm like, yeah, I need somebody. I mean, the things that you said that I wrote down and like highlighted were time blocks, creating time blocks, then getting the big picture, laying out what it is I want to do with a timeline. The 12-week planning process, I'm like, she is, oh, that's exactly what I need. And then when I sit down for the time block that I've already laid out, I'll know exactly what to do. That's like, I'm like, that's heaven. That would be amazing. You assigning me stuff to do between sessions, I'm always like, somebody just tell me what to do. So if you tell me, go watch this module, go through this guide, that will help me so much. Honestly, I think it's the people pleaser in me, but this is where it works well for me. It's like, that's why accountability is helpful. Building workflows and automating things. Yes, yes, yes. So I love it. I want to know when you can start and where do I sign and send my money.
Oh my goodness. That voice message I got last week was gold. And I just had to let you listen in on part of the conversation I had with Ruthie. She was part of the CEO's Declutter Should Do's workshop series, and she knew she needed a system and support to help her be accountable to redeeming her time in both life and business. Creating time blocks, getting the big picture, laying out what you want to do with a timeline, having a planning process, knowing exactly what to do when you sit down for a work block, building workflows and automating things. Does that sound like heaven to you too? Later on in the conversation, we talked about doing the same for areas of her life that need attention to be balanced and growing to which she gave a big amen. So, if you're serious about getting a handle on your time so you can stop running in circles and finally see consistent growth in both your life and business because you know where to focus when, and you're curious too about what it would look like to work together, then I want to invite you to book a business breakthrough call at redeemhertime.com/breakthrough and see how having someone show you what to do next can help you experience a little heaven on earth when it comes to your time. And one part of that is building habits that form you into who God has called you to be in your life and business. So let's dive into this episode with our first step of habit formation, habit awareness. I asked a question in the teaser that I want to circle back to. What is forming you? Ultimately, every single woman listening today, no matter what season of life or business you're in, can and should give the same answer. My habits. Whether yours are intentional or unintentional, you can't get around this truth. We all have habits that either form or misform us. That's because habits do something to shape us in one direction or the other. They shape our relationship with God, our marriage, our friendships, our business results, our bank account, our body shape, pun intended, our joy, our home, and ultimately, they shape our heart because they are formed around what we truly desire. That's how we have to pay attention to our habits, because they shape our hearts. Proverbs 4:23 says, "Above all else, guard your heart, for everything you do flows from it." So, what is a habit, and how do they form us and our hearts? Well, it's called habit formation. And over the next few weeks, we're going to break it down into four simple steps: attention, intention, motivation, and implementation. James Clear defines habits well in his Habits Guide, How to Build Good Habits and Break Bad Ones. Here's what he says. Habits are the small decisions that you make and actions you perform every day. What you repeatedly do, i.e. what you spend time thinking about and doing each day, ultimately forms the person you are, the things you believe, and who you become. You see, what we do regularly shapes who we become. And that's because habits have a cumulative effect. So how is what you do daily, weekly, monthly, or even less often as seasonally or annually, forming you and your heart? Take, for example, my coffee habit. Why do I drink it daily? Because, well, I love a good cup of dark pour-over coffee. But I didn't used to be that girl. In fact, when I got married, neither my hubby nor I were coffee drinkers. So, the coffee maker we got for our wedding just sat in the cupboard until someone came over who was a coffee drinker, namely my parents. Not wanting to be rude and rifle through my cabinets, my mom would always ask, "Where's your coffee maker?" To which I would reply, "Where you left it last time." But after a few years, while my hubby was deployed, I remember wanting something warm to hold in my hands while I had morning time with the Lord. So I started to make coffee. Of course, at that point, I could only drink it with good flavored creamer. But I grew to love that morning cup of coffee and how it made me feel. So when my hubby got home and noticed the coffee maker on the counter, he asked if I was now a coffee drinker. "I guess so," I said, because my habits had formed me into one. You see, I had become a person who loves coffee through the act of daily doing it. What are the small decisions and actions that you perform every day? That late night bowl of ice cream, that next episode of Netflix, that "I'll go fold laundry instead of following up with a potential client" procrastination, or that daily walk, time reading scripture, "I'm going to reach out like I said I would" decision. And more importantly, how are your habits forming you, your life, and your business? Just a note, it doesn't have to be just daily habits. It can be things you do or don't do weekly or monthly or even seasonally and annually. The key is, the more you do or don't do something, the more you desire or don't desire it. Because habits work both ways. But here's the thing you need to understand when it comes to habits. It's more about what's in your heart than what's in your head. Because no matter how much you know that eating after dinner, staying up late, or putting off an important task is not going to take you in the right direction in the moment, it's about what your heart desires more. The sugar rush, the numbing out, the avoidance of a no or the healthy body, the well-rested mind, the opportunity to have a real conversation. That, my friend, is why we need to pay attention to what habits we have and how they are forming our hearts and us. So let's take a few minutes to do just that by asking, what habits do I have and how are they forming or misforming me? And guess what? It starts with a habit audit. I know that may not sound fun, but it's truly the best way to reinforce the ones that are shaping your heart, life, and business in the way you want it to go, and those that aren't. Speaking of which, we can do a quick habit audit right now. So go grab your phone. Chances are it's within reach anyway. Open up your settings app. You got it? Okay. Scroll down and click on the purple icon labeled screen time. When was the last time you did that? Notice your daily average phone usage and how it compares to last week. And while you're there, did you notice the options to intentionally limit usage? Downtime, app limits, always allowed? If that number shows your phone habits might be misforming you more than you realized, consider using some built-in limits. Next, click on See All App and Website Activity. This now breaks down your screen time into time of day, as well as your most used apps, followed by, get this, when you pick up your phone and what app you use first after picking it up, as well as what time of day and numbers of notifications you're getting. Remember, no shame, no stories, no judgment. Just notice and ask a few questions like, does it surprise you how much time you've given to your phone? How does the time you've invested in your most used apps compare to the time you've invested in your personal and spiritual growth? Which do you think is forming your heart and which is misforming it? And what is one way that you will work towards more attention and intention with your phone time habits this week? Maybe you knew how much time your phone was getting, but chances are picking it up and clicking on it is something you do without really thinking about it or what it's doing to your heart, your life, or your business, and how it's taking time away from intentionally growing in those areas. Did you know the average iPhone user touches his or her phone, get this, 2,617 times a day? And remember, that's average. You could be above average, in which case, that's likely a habit that's misforming you. So this week, I'm going to challenge you to pay attention to your habits. I want you to notice the rhythms, the routines, and the rituals that make up your day-to-day life in both personal life and in business. What is getting your time and attention? And what isn't? And then pause over each one and ask, what is it doing to my heart? And who am I becoming as a result of this habit? What may be a little bit harder to ask is this: if you sustain your current habits and don't add any new ones, where will you be 1 year, 5 years, 10 years, 25 years from now? Is that in alignment with what God is calling you to in your with God life and business? If not, how can you guard against those desires that are shaping your thoughts, desires, decisions, actions, habits, so they don't take you in the wrong direction, aka misshape you? And how can you start setting your heart on those desires that will take you towards what He's put there in the 8 areas of attention, not just to measure success by the world's metrics, but by His kingdom ones? I recently heard this quote by Jamie K. Smith about Proverbs 4:23. He says, "We are what we want. Our wants, longings, desires are at the core of our identity, the wellspring from which action and behavior flows. Our wants reverberate from our heart. This scripture counsels, above all else, guard your heart, for everything you do flows from it." And that, my friend, includes your habits. So might I suggest, might I strongly suggest, you keep a list on a notepad or notebook or even in the notes app of your phone, if you cannot let picking it up lead to rabbit trails of time left behind. And notice, what is getting your time, your money, your energy, your attention? How much and how often? Include what's part of a morning routine, your workday, your evening routines, your weekends. This is only going to benefit you if you're honest. So record the good, the bad, and the seemingly indifferent, because chances are it's taking you one direction or the other. And after you do an audit, I want you to pause and ask these three questions. What habits are shaping me? What habits have been misshaping me without my awareness? And are the things that get my time, attention, and energy leading me towards a with God life and business? If not, what habits will I let go? A spiritual practice I've been using recently that goes along with a habit audit is the daily examine. Each night before I go to bed, I grab out my daily Kairos journal, stay tuned for more on an upcoming challenge we're doing, and I reflect on my day with God with questions like, what was happening in my heart today? Where was my time and attention going? How is God working in me? What has He been asking me or telling me? Where does God seem to be leading? Where is He convicting or correcting me? And how have I responded to God's invitation to the With God life today? Friend, over the next few weeks, we together will walk through the four steps of habit formation: attention, intention, motivation, and implementation. But it all starts with being aware. So this week, I want you to pay attention to your habits, what you do or don't do repeatedly, and more importantly, how it is shaping you. All week long, we'll be breaking this down inside the Redeemer Time community. So that way, we can apply what God wants to show us about our habits. So be sure to come join us at redeemhertime.com/community, where we have real, honest conversations about our with God life and business. Speaking of which, here is today's community question. What is one habit you are aware of that is shaping you towards who God is calling you to be in your with God life or business? And what is one habit that is misshaping you that you're going to let go? Come join us in searching our hearts and see that you are not alone. Speaking of searching our hearts, only He truly knows it all. So let's commit habit awareness to Him. Dear Lord, we invite Your Spirit to be with us and to shine Your light on our hearts as we look at both our intentional and unintentional habits and how they are shaping us. We confess that we often spend time, money, and energy on things that are not of You and are not moving us towards what You've called us to. Show us what we cannot see or what we haven't wanted to see. And by Your Spirit, help us to let go of those things that misshape us and pursue those that make us look more like Jesus. We pray with the psalmist in Psalm 139, "Search us and know our hearts. Try us and know our thoughts. See if there is anything not of You in us, and lead us in what will last into eternity with You." Thank You for the work You do in us and through us as we pay attention to our habits with You. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Okay, friend, I'll see you over inside the Redeemer Time community, where we'll talk more about this. Thanks for joining me for this episode. And until next time, remember, instead of chasing time on a clock, trying to control it, receive the gift of time from the One who truly holds it. Because as His daughter, you have time. Hey, before you go, I pray this episode blessed you, challenged you, and moved you to take action. So, what was the one thing God showed you today? I'd love to hear. So would you take a minute to leave a review on Apple Podcasts? It makes my heart smile, and that way I know you're liking the show. And it helps other busy Christian women just like you find real life answers too. Speaking of which, grab the link and share this with someone you know that's been praying for a breakthrough. And don't forget to come join the after party inside the Redeem Her Time community. We're not just about knowing, we're about doing together. Head on over to redeemhertime.com to join the community, leave a question to be featured on the podcast, schedule a free 15-minute strategy session, or all the above. Of course, I'll drop the link in the show notes because I know you're a busy girl. Look carefully then how you live, not as unwise, but as wise, redeeming the time because the days are evil. Ephesians 5:15-16. I'll see you in a few days, friend. God bless.